Soros-funded ACLU, fight coronavirus by freeing 10K felons into U.S. by John Binder on March 20, 2020. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, partially funded by billionaire George Soros, is demanding the Justice Department release about 10,000 felons whom they say are at risk of catching the Wuhan coronavirus. In the midst of the coronavirus crisis, the criminal justice reform movement is begging state and federal law enforcement officials to stop arresting criminals deemed nonviolent and to free thousands of inmates from prisons. The ACLU sent a letter to Attorney General William Barr suggesting the Justice Department release approximately 10,000 felons in federal prison who are more than 60 years old to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Time is of the essence and, the Bureau of Prisons, BOP, must act swiftly and responsibly to ensure that the 122 facilities in its system housing nearly a quarter of a million people, over 10,000 of whom are over 60 years old, are safe, the ACLU statement reads. BOP must act in conjunction with U.S. attorneys and the recommendations of public health professionals to release those most vulnerable to coronavirus and diminish intake of others to reduce overcrowding. Already, major areas like Los Angeles, California, Chicago, Illinois, and Cleveland, Ohio, have started releasing hundreds of inmates from local and state prisons, steps their law enforcement officials said are necessary to stop the spread of the coronavirus. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, police officers have been advised to stop imprisoning criminals accused of nonviolent crimes. This list of crimes includes burglary, auto theft, vandalism, prostitution, and theft. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.